What's up, everybody? Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Mr. Hey Vicious. I haven't been doing a video in a while. I've been sobering up. Boy, I thought it would be hard. But kicking that habit, sure was easy. I know a lot of you out there might not be as strong-headed as I am, but I sure as hell kicked that cab, you know, that fucking habit to the curb already, man. Oh man, that was so easy. But anyway, what brings me here today? Well, I've been seeing in my comment section, and I can't read through all of it. All of it's negative. A lot of people over here telling me, "You're no fucking MGTOW, you're a fucking POA, you're a pickup artist." A pickup artist? Yeah, I'm a pickup artist, man, yeah. I can't tell you how many people who came onto my channel and be like, "Yeah, bro, this is what you do, man. Hey, and for 50 bucks, man, you can know more how to get into a woman's, get in between those legs, bro. Come on, man." I didn't take money from anybody. Not a goddamn fucking dime. I did not. I'm a pickup artist, huh? You guys misconstrue of what I actually do, okay? I'm no pickup artist, okay? I may be an adult film producer, and this is the reason why I'm sober. It's because I was losing focus of what I'm supposed to be doing. Being a true MGTOW, okay? Going my own way. Doing what I know what's best for me. Now, the reason why I got into MGTOW in the first place, not just to tell my side of the story, because I was a Lycus 101 student before this MGTOW shit, because I knew MGTOW for a while, and I was still, a Lycus 101 student. But once he quit for a couple years, I started looking into this MGTOW stuff. I was like, "God, this is similar to Tom Lycus." Tom Lycus still, you know, he gives his advice, you know, if you still want a date, you do this, you do that, you know, don't spend more than $40 on a date. You guys, you know, pay your own way, and that's it, you know what I mean? Separate tickets, but that is just so difficult these days. Women, they expect you to just... And that's why I don't date. How am I a fucking pickup artist? Pickup artists, they want a date. It's to get the girl to go jump her off, jump to another place to go date, and then from there, you get her number, and then you go and set up something. I don't have fucking time for that bullshit. My boss has been getting me to go to bars and be like, "Come on, Cam, let's go. Let's go get fucked up at the bar. Let's call an Uber, get fucked up at the bar, and fucking pick up some chicks." I was like, "Why do I want to pick up some chicks?" "Well, duh, so you can fuck them." Am I going to get a return out of it? Well, you'll get a blowjob. No, what I mean, am I going to get money out of that? Yeah, if the only girls I like to talk to are the ones who want to get boogie, who wants to get fucking, not boogie, but jiggy with it. They want to get fucking jiggy with it on the fucking camera. And then I pay her, you know what I mean? Not a whole lot of money. Not a whole lot of money, but you know what? She gets paid, she's happy, and then I sent my content off to go make money off of it, and then I'll be happy. That's the only way I work. I can't fucking go up to a girl and be like, "Hey, baby, let me give you some of my sweet stuff. Come on, baby, come on, come on." I can't fucking do that. That is just thirsty as fuck. That really is. That's thirsty as hell. I mean, pussy can be addictive. So is money. I love money more than pussy. I love money more than anything on this earth. I like gold. I like silver. I like any precious metal out there. You know, money. Until the dollar bill goes down under, you know what I mean? And it ain't going to be worth a shit. It'll just be worth toilet paper. But that's what I like. I like money more than anything. But I'm no pickup artist. I became a MGTOW because of it. I think it's great for humanity. I think men should pay attention to this shit. So this way they don't get trapped in this gynocentric fucking society we live in today. So this way they don't get trapped into the plantation. Because every person that gets caught up into the plantation, they feel like they're always at the end of their rope. And they are. Because they're in a trap that they can't fucking get out of.
You climb, just when you think you get up to the top, you're like, yeah, oh yeah, I'm doing better in my life, oh my god, oh, I'm almost out of here.
And once your girlfriend or your ex-wife sees you doing better in your life, if they see you making more money, that's when they kick you back down. Oh, you're doing great in your life? Well, that's great. Well, you know what? I want more of your resources. And then, boom, you're getting kicked in the head again, and now you're going back down that fucking trap again. It just seems like, yeah, and it is. It seems like you're almost at the end of your fucking rope. You know what I mean? Always. Like my neighbor, he was gonna fucking commit suicide. I saw that fucking hose in his goddamn, in his car. You know, in his exhaust pipe and run into his car. I could not let that happen. He told me a side of the story. I knew it. I knew it had something to do with a woman and his kids and shit. While we're drinking a soda pop here. A diet one. I don't drink diet. It sucks. You know, it sucks nowadays. You know, you can't see the goddamn label clearly on the goddamn, when you go and buy soda pops and shit like that. Fuck. I thought that was Cherry Coke, but it was Cherry Zero. I didn't see that part. I'm like, fuck! Yeah, I bought that like yesterday. Christmas Eve, I didn't even see it. So next time I'll look. But anyway. But yeah, I don't want to be caught up into that plantation. And my boss wants me to go and bang bitches? What for? I banged a lot of bitches before. You know, those websites, if I really wanted to go, you know, and bang a bitch, you know, those websites where girls are just constantly looking for that. Just like me, kicking that habit of drinking, getting laid is far too easy. It is. And I heard this from the horse's mouth themselves. A woman, more than a couple of women that I worked with, they said it's, you know, getting laid is far too easy. It is. It's a lot easier than you think. Yeah, and if they tell me that, yes, it is easy. And I realized that, you know what I mean? After they told me that, I realized, well, God, yeah, it is easy. It's as easy as breathing. But it's not as easy as you think when you try and get a girl to get jiggy with it in the camera. You know what I mean? And then, you know, even if you pay her a lot, you know what I mean, still, it's hard for her to move. It really is. They're always like, oh, what if my daddy sees me? What if, bitch? What if she sees you? What if? What if your mom, what if your dad, what if your mom sees you? What if they see you? What if? Why are they watching porn in the first place? If it's so bad? Why, it's okay for them to see somebody else's young daughter to get fucked, but not you? Anyway, a lot of people are misconstruing me as a pickup artist. I'm no pickup artist. I'm not selling anybody anything. I'm not giving anybody advice. The only advice I've ever given anybody, they're like, dude, I've got to get into the adult industry, man. How do I get in? I just showed them the website that I went into. Okay? You got to have money, for one. It's always good to have a lot of money when you get into the adult industry. Okay? And so a little bit of knowledge. I didn't have knowledge. I had the money, but I didn't have the knowledge. But I've met people that got into the adult industry that only had like about $3,000. Maybe less than that. And they had knowledge though. I didn't. I had about, when I first started, I only had about $3,500 to spend. And I had more money than that, but to start, that's all I had was $3,500. That's all I had and that's all I needed. But that's the only advice I've given other men, is how to get into the adult industry. But I told them it's going to be hard, and it's not going to be easy. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. You got to be willing to go out to these conventions to be well-known. You got to, for one, you got to know how to talk to a woman. If you don't know how to talk to a woman normally, because they may be girls that fuck in the camera, and then they do all kinds of dirty, nasty shit, you know what I mean? They get all nasty and shit and crazy. It doesn't mean they're like that in person. It doesn't mean they'll fuck anybody. It doesn't mean that. Just because they do that on the camera doesn't mean they're gonna fuck you, okay? They're a lot different when they're off camera. You gotta approach them, okay? You gotta approach them like normal, okay? Don't go over there and pinch your butt, you know what I mean? And do all the things stupid that get you Me Too, because yes, these girls can still sue you. Yes, I've been to these conventions, and yes, I've seen girls sue other guys because guys went up to her and pinched her butt or grabbed her boobs or whatever. You don't fucking do that. Who fucking does that anyway? God, you gotta be thirsty. You gotta be thirsty to be going up doing that shit. I mean, especially nowadays with the Me Too movement, oh, they'll get you so hard. But yeah, I've learned that when I went to class to learn that shit. That's one of the first things they told us. Keep your hands to yourself. It doesn't mean, even my lawyer said that, it doesn't mean just because she fucks on camera doesn't mean she's going to go allow you to fuck her and everyone else. You know what I mean? It, nope. Doesn't work that way. You got to know the laws. You got to know the rules. There's boundaries. Okay? Just like in life, there's boundaries. There is. There's a line everywhere. Drawn everywhere. In every store that you go into, when you walk out on the street, there are boundaries, there are lines. When you walk out on the street, right, there's a sidewalk you have to walk out on, right? You can't walk in the road, right? You can't. You walk on the left side of the road, you get squashed like a grape. You walk, you know, on the right side of the road, you get squashed like a grape. I mean, either way, you're in the road, right? You're in the fucking road. Yep. That's just reality. And no, I wasn't using a Miyagi method. I wasn't. I'm talking about reality right now. If I were to walk in the middle of the street, right, I'm gonna get squished like a bug, right? Doesn't matter if I'm in the right lane or the left lane. It doesn't matter. If I'm standing in the middle, it don't fucking matter. I can still get hit. That's why there's a sidewalk. That's why there's a line in life. There's always that fucking line. Okay? Just like you can't dart across the street like Frogger, like that game Frogger in middle of traffic, you gotta use a crosswalk, right? You gotta do that, right? There are lines in life. If you cross that line, then you suffer the consequences. Bottom fucking line. Me? I'm no fucking pickup artist. I came into the MGTOW community because I think it's best for humanity. I think it's best for men to not cohabitate with women, and it's best for them to not have any kids, and it's best for them not to get into relationships or get married. Period. Period. It's a lot safer because in this day and age, nothing benefits a man, especially in a relationship. Whoa. I got some of you assholes out there. I don't want to be MGTOW because that's like a sausage fest. You can go and bang girls all you want. If that's how you want to do it, oh, but I don't want to fucking bang a different girl every night, man. There's like diseases out there, and you know, I just want to stay with one girl. If you could do that, but I hope you live in separate houses. I want to be with a girl. I want to live in the same house with her, and you know, we're not married or anything. You can't take anything from me. Yeah, she can do that. Yep. She can take things away from you just by cohabitating. Yep. She can still take your shit. Bottom fucking line, she can. A lot of people that come into the community, they don't have a fucking clue. You gotta read the book, man. You guys gotta go to MGTOW.com or something. Read the glossary. Read the dictionary. There are four different levels of MGTOW out there. I happen to be level 2. I still like to fuck bitches, but only if I'm making a profit off of them. Bottom line. That's just how I roll. It has nothing to do with being a pickup artist. A PUA. That has nothing to do with it. You don't need any fucking pickup artist skills. All you need to do is just flash some money in front of bitches, and they will come your way and say, "Well, I'm a producer." And they will clearly see it on your fucking badge, and they'll just go, and they'll wonder, what are you producing? You know what I mean? And then from there, they just come to you. Like a fish to bait. You know, like those lures with the shiny thing on there? The fish see that? Oh, there you go!
Yeah, when they see my badge and I'm, you know, and I'm flashing cash and stuff, yeah, they see that and they're like fish, or like a moth to a flame. It's far too easy. Just like when I kicked my habit of drinking. Far too easy. Pickup artist, my fucking ass. Oh, you pickup artist can go and shove it. Shove your attitudes and your fucking ego. Oh, I get with bitches every night. You know what I mean? Oh, you're doing this all night. Oh, shit. I'm at work. Oh, shit. They're at work. Oh, shit. It's time for lunch. Oh, fuck. I don't have any money for lunch. Dun, dun, dun. Now you have to wait until you get paid again. Yeah, I've seen pickup artists. I've seen you guys. Making it rain. I've seen guys at the strip club so stupid. Yeah, it's gonna happen tonight, man. Oh, yo, dude, man, this girl's awesome, man. I'm just like, I'm only putting $1 bill and I'm getting tits rubbed in my face. And then I'm all, And then he's like, yeah, bro, man, she's so fucking hot, man. Oh, my God, you should have heard the things that she was saying to my ear when I got her lap dance. Oh, my God. I mean, we got so much in common, man. I mean, she likes sports cars. I mean, she likes the fucking Dallas Cowboys, man. Oh, my God, this is so going to happen. I remember that day. I was 21 years old. Everybody was after that girl. Except for me. Cute blonde, very cute, petite. But I was after that big boobie woman, that Hispanic one. I was after that one. But no, she was following me around. But she couldn't get to me because there's these guys cock blocking, like, hey, can I have a dance with you? And this and that. But I got her number and then I fucked her. I fucked her a week later or something. Still got pictures of her too. Just need to find them. But I did not be a pickup artist. She just liked what she saw. Bottom line, pickup artist. What got her attention is all, I'm looking into being a photographer, you know, on Bell Film Producer. She's like, oh, really? She loved being naked and, you know, people taking pictures of her and stuff like that. That got her attention. So, that's all I needed to say. And once I got into the adult industry and I started doing my shit, you know what I mean? It was far too easy. It really was. I didn't need to be a pickup artist. I was like, fuck that pickup artist shit. Fuck, I was like, I can fuck girls, see them naked, party with them, and get a return out of it. Yeah! You can't get any better than that. Took a couple of years off of doing adult films because I was losing focus. I was drinking too damn much. And yes, when you drink too goddamn much, it makes you want to do nothing. Look at me, I have all this fucking energy. I haven't been drinking in almost a month. Far too easy. Yeah, I'm gonna get right back into focus again. If you ever see me do videos again, you ain't gonna see me drinking a beer. I'm brushing all those bad things because you know what? We all have to go through hard times before things get better, right? That's just the way life works. And that's, you know, a lot of you who come into the MGTOW community, I can understand that you're hurt. You got raped in court and all this shit. You can't just come in here and say, well, I'm going to be a MGTOW now. I heard enough. You can't call yourself a MGTOW yet. There's a process. Take the red pill and you'll be a red pill first. That's the start of the healing process. And then when you start applying other people's knowledge to your life, okay, and applying what you have done in your life, you know what I mean, what you've went through in your life, you'll know the red flags. And you then, once the healing, once you're healed, but you're done healing, that's when you can say, yeah, I am a fucking MGTOW now. That's just the way I see it. But I'm no pickup artist. And I'm sorry, trolls, if your fucking shit's getting deleted. It's not my fault. I go in there and try and look at it, and it's gone. Because if I were deleting it myself, I would click the bell again, it wouldn't be there. But you're still there. When I go click on it, go look at it, it's not there anymore. It's not my fault. It's YouTube doing it. It's not me. I give two shits on what you guys say about me. I don't care. But still, you guys got the wrong idea about me. You really do. No pickup artist. I'm not here teaching people how to pick to get with girls, because that's not what MGTOW is about. MGTOW is about, you know what I mean, self-preservation. And, bettering yourself and staying away from the gynocentric fucking society. And yes, if you jump into the adult industry, yes, just keep your shields up at all times. Never let your guard down. Watch out with the poisonous snakes. Watch out with the wolves and sheep's clothing. Watch out for it. That's all I have to say. Well, I'm going to be starting to do uploading more videos, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm Mr. Hey Vicious, signing off.